Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Hey, when are you putting in that video camera in my car? Because you're missing some really good carpool karaoke content.
I'll take care of it right away. Thanks again for having me on your podcast.
You're welcome. We're getting right into it.
Yes.
Date night with Wit.
And Tim. And today I was late, and so we're just going to dive into our goal review from last week.
Okay, sure.
This is becoming a problem, but I don't remember mine.
Okay. You do.
You?
He does. Olivia remembers.
What was it?
Oh! Our eyebrows just fell through.
Man.
I'm going to blush now. Yeah, this week was awesome. You were so sweet and attentive and loving this week. And I think that Game of Thrones has really helped. You know, I was listening to something lately and it was like quality time is not sitting on the couch and watching TV with your partner. Like you're not talking. You might as well not be even next to each other. Like you're not engaging at all or getting to know anything about each other. And
that's
that was
true.
Like, I don't want to quote who was from wrong, but but
Sarah Jacobson,
maybe like Adam Grant or one of
those
like, you know, motivational speakers. But I disagree. Like, I think that when you're enjoying watching something together and it sparks conversation and you're engaged in it together, that it's a real bonding
and
experience.
And we're communicating with our bodies.
But beyond all that, as to not get so off track, you did fill up my bucket this week. And I think your goal was fully achieved. And I feel like maybe that's the first time either of us has like fully achieved our goals.
What was yours?
Mine was freaking to plan out my day in the morning each day and stick to it. And that didn't happen. Like I completely forgot that that was my goal. It's like I said it and then it just wiped out of my brain forever.
That could be your brain fart.
That can be my brain fart, even though I have another one that I just did on the way here. But I'm gonna add that on to my goals for next week, even though my goal is definitely like a three-parter per usual. But
real quick, because I forgot it, and then I honestly wasn't thinking about it all week.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm gonna do these things because I got to get my goal done. It's just
what happened. I know. If that can just be. Every week, like this past week was so awesome. I think that I've realized like, obviously your free time, your golf, and when you play well makes you really happy. So that's important. But I think that's a good thing. Like it's something that you're personally doing that you're challenging yourself at when you accomplish something. Like that happiness and feeling of reward like seeps into other parts of your life.
True. It's true. That's why having a hobby is good.
Uh-huh.
All right. What's on your mind?
Something on my mind.
Something on my mind right now is a little bit based on what was on your mind last week, but more just at this point, like the frustration with this whole infertility process, and that starting to turn into like a little bit of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And like to no one in particular, but just like how like exhausting it is and how overtaking it is and how there's just like so many different opinions and how you want to share it. But then as soon as you share it, everybody has a different opinion. And it's just like, it's just all consuming. And I'm just getting now like to the point of frustration almost with it. And I want to hold myself back from getting to like resentment.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I was ready to give up. I mean, like, I know that sounds awful, but
you had like a moment where you were like, what are we doing?
Where I was just like, you know, things would be so much easier in the short term if we just gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let my mind play it out as much as it could and like talked about it a couple times and realized like, I don't want to give up.
Same. I don't want to either. I think we have a little bit more in us and we'll know when we want to give up. Or
we'll give up when this baby gets
her ass. Hopefully we won't
over here
have to be faced with that.
That was the something on my mind too. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it. So I had a backup, which we can talk about, the thing on my mind. But it was funny that paparazzi guy just got us.
Oh my God, I know.
In the parking lot and was like, what do you think about the second baby? And we were like, I don't want to talk about this.
I'd love to answer. Like, we got followed in here, which never really happens.
What if I was like, hey, let's talk? And I was like.
He seemed really nice.
They're
but
all
like,
really nice.
That's true. But we got followed in here and then he had a video camera and he's like, hey, you guys, what's up? We're like, oh, whoa, okay. Anyways, I don't need to get into details about where we are at into the journey.
No, we talked about fertility. Let's move on too.
What was the thing? What was the backup thing that was on your mind?
The home security.
Oh, okay.
Which is like a bit of a downer, but something on my mind is kind of a, you know, say it's like a heavy, heavy.
I have a lot of things that are a little bit of a downer in this episode, and I put a note in here. Whoa, depressing, and I'm not even in a bad mood.
No, we're in good moods, but like there's still some things going on that we can talk about. Like,
yes,
so there's been
real things.
There's been two break-ins
on our street,
in the last like month,
No one has been hurt, but they've broken into the glass and stolen things and also stolen a car.
But both while our neighbors were not
in the house.
Home, which like makes everyone think that like someone was like watching and like knew when they were going to leave. And in a way that's good because like they just don't want to like come
hurt
in.
Anybody.
Yeah, and, like I don't want someone coming in. But I was having
God, I would much rather have
it happen.
There.
So I wasn't sleeping well this week, even though we had a really good week.
I didn't know that was protected you. I'm so appreciative of that because if I knew that you were nervous,
then you would have been nervous.
I would have been nervous because you being calm about it has made me. But I guess that's why you went to go get the protective film for the windows and put the spikes up on the gates. So we're pulling out today. And Sonny's like, why do we have those spikes on the gates?
Tell them for the birds.
And that's what he's like, are those for the birds so they don't poop or land on there? I was like, yes, exactly.
So I, you know, they just sneak around the back and all these homes have the same thing, like glass sliding doors, and they just break. The bottom line is I now have it planned out. If someone wants to get in your house, they can get in your house. Okay. You know what I mean? But they're not going to have time to get in before I can get to my weapon stash and disarm them. And it's important that you know that.
Weapon, that's what Sonny calls them. And I don't want to correct him because weapon, like, I don't want him to even know.
The word.
So, yeah.
Anyway, you're safe. I have some more fortifying to do, which I'm going to do tonight.
Mm-hmm. I really don't want the windows to look like there's like a film over them where you can like see bubbles, you know.
No, we'll do it together.
even if we do it together, I don't trust that I'm going to make it look
good. What if
good.
We're really good at it? Okay, we'll practice on a window we don't care about. Okay, all right. Perfect. Well, anyway, that was on my mind, but I'm really close to getting all my fortifications installed, and then I will feel safe. And last night I felt safe and I slept really well, and you
good.
Should feel safe. I will protect you.
I do feel safe.
But I also want to get a dog to protect us. And not only do I want to get one dog, I want to get two dogs.
I know. This whole situation has gotten a little out of hand.
The dog situation?
You guys can write in and let us know what you think.
I got you on the fence.
But, like, I'm down for a dog. Like, I finally given in to the idea of a dog. I'm open. I'm down for that unconditional love and cuddles and stuff. But I think two is just, like, going in, it's like having twins. Like, why? I've never had a dog before. I have no idea what it takes. And all of a sudden, you're going to throw two at me.
Right, right. I understand that, like, logic.
Like, really throwing me into the deep end here.
Right, but I just think once you're in the pool, like another dog in the pool, it doesn't.
Is it going to save me?
It's not going to matter. It's going to help you. Uh-huh. This dog's going to keep the other dog from eating all the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let us know what you think, because I would love for some other voices to weigh in on this.
Yeah, if that's like a popular theory that two is easier than one, then send me some articles.
You're a logical
person. We'll do some deductive reasoning and figure it out.
Why do we have to do deductive reasoning?
I don't know. It sounded like
sounded
appropriate.
Right?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right. It feels like sicknesses, colds, allergies, everything are going around right now. And I'm just crossing my fingers that no one in my house catches anything right before we go away, or that anybody catches anything, honestly. So if you feel a cold coming on, reach for Cold Calm by Boron. This non-drowsy medication is made with pure ingredients that relieve symptoms throughout every stage of a cold. Unlike conventional medications that mask symptoms, Cold Calm by Boron works with your body to relieve symptoms from onset to resolution without causing any sleepiness or drug interactions. Cold Calm tablets are phenylephrine-free, gluten-free, and don't contain any artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors, or preservatives. Plus, they are completely tasteless, so major bonus, it's super easy to get your kids to take them. Cold Calm Meltaway tablets dissolve under your tongue and don't require any water, so they're perfect for throwing in your bag and taking throughout your day on the go. Cold Calm by Boron's family-friendly line of medicines include Meltaway tablets for ages 4 and up, as well as pre-measured liquid doses for little ones 6 months of age and older. This stuff really, really works. We've been using it since Sunny was about 6 months, and I really recommend keeping a pack in your cabinet as winter approaches. Visit boronusa.com and use code WITHWIT at checkout for 20% off your purchase of any Cold Calm medicine. Boironusa. That's Boironusa.com and use code WITHWIT for 20% off your purchase of any cold comb medicine. Claims are based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence, not FDA evaluated. It is official. The holiday season is about to be in full swing. And if new boots are on the holiday wish list, I highly recommend giving the gift of Tecovas. A pair of quality leather cowboy boots is actually such a great gift idea and one that will really last forever. So Tecovas are beautiful Western boots handmade by skilled craftsmen in a time-honored tradition made to stand the test of time. I recently got to visit their store in Austin, and it's such a cute store, and I got the cutest pair that I've been talking about here for a few weeks. They're the Ostrich Black, and they're amazing. You can check them out on tecovas.com, and they have so many different styles, everything that you'd want in a cowboy boot. They're known for being super comfortable right out of the box, so no dealing with weeks of breaking them in. Create a timeless Western look with other classic Tecovas staples, like their lineup of vintage-inspired denim, apparel, hats, belts, and other accessories. Tecovas will really go the extra mile to make holiday shopping a smooth ride. Okay, so obviously out-of-the-box comfort, direct-to-consumer pricing, free shipping on all boots, and free exchanges. If there's a Tecovas store in your neck of the woods, swing by for some Western hospitality. A cold one, a boot shine, gift wrapping supplies, all on the house. You can even get your gift custom leather stamped or branded. Plus, their expert staff is ready to guide you to that perfect pair. And if you're still stumped, grab a gift card. They fit everybody. Start off gifting season on the right foot at tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
Hi, I'm Sif Hyder, the founder of Array. I'm a wellness entrepreneur and digital creator, and this is my show, The Dream Bigger Podcast. Listen, I love dreaming big, but you know what I love more? Actually having the resources to make those big dreams happen. And hey, dreams can sometimes be private jets, but other times they can look a little something like having the best skin of your damn life, or starting a successful business, or delving into spirituality. So on this podcast, I chat with experts and thought leaders from different fields about their tips and tricks on doing exactly that. Remember to subscribe. We drop new episodes every Tuesday, so see you then.
All right, what's up with some brain farts?
Brain farts
that we had, that you had, that I
well,
had.
The thing that I just did on the way here, my manager called me. And she was like, I'm going to Japan tomorrow.
Yeah, don't tell people her itinerary.
And I was like, oh my God, you're going across the country 7 months pregnant. And she was like, oh, the world. And I was like, oh my God. And I just felt like an idiot. Is well, that not that bad?
I mean, you just said country and you meant to say world. But I think LA to Japan is... How much further than like LA to New York, which is across the country?
Oh my God, it's so much further.
It is. I've never been.
Yeah, it's
but
very
you just
far.
Go across the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, but it's very far. Anywho, that was
one of them, or that's your one?
No, that's my one. I couldn't think of any other well, thing that I've done.
That's a good week.
Look
at you.
Pretty solid.
You're having some totally normal brain flatulence.
Flatulence.
All right. Well, I had three.
Oh, that we forgot our teacher parent conference on Friday.
Oh my God, I had four.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
We were supposed to be in at our school for our teacher parent conference at 10 o'clock on
parent teacher.
Whatever it is. And we just missed it. We knew we had it that morning and we just got busy because Sunny was home and we just totally missed it.
I think
we weren't looking at our calendars. I was in the shower. Anywho, what were your brain farts?
Yesterday, I went to the office, did some work, packed up, left, got home, completely forgot my phone, had to go back and get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this counts as a brain fart, but like I needed you to wait for me outside of this building to like get me in.
You've definitely been here probably 10 times at this point and still don't know how to park and make your way inside.
I'm limited in my brain power and there's certain things that I'm actively like I'm not. gonna.
It's honestly okay because it doesn't test my patience at all. Yeah, like it didn't bother me. Like I don't. Yes, I more if like you're late than I think about the people, the other people that it affects.
I hate lateness. I hate lateness.
But in terms of like me having to help guide you in somewhere or like help with.
Isn't it better than me at least like. Knowing my shortcomings and embracing them and not being like, I know the directions.
Yeah.
I'll get us there.
That's where we have to pick each other up. Just like how not going to really probably do much to protect us in like a home invasion.
No, I will kill them.
You are going
to, I will hit them with the retractable baton on the knee, disable them. And then I have zip ties for their hands. And then I'm like, the cops are coming.
Yeah.
And you just wait there, mister.
I'm happy to lead you into Dear Media in exchange for
that.
My safety.
Yeah, deal. Yeah. All right, cool. Last brain fart, also related to home security. I was like on Home Depot's website to see if they had this thing. And you could check their inventory. And I saw that the two options were buy online or ship to store.
Or pick up in store?
No,
ship to store, meaning the store didn't have it.
Right, and I went there, and I insisted that they had it, and I knew that they didn't have it.
Like, you were just like, maybe they'll have it.
Yeah, and like I'll probably get some other stuff I need anyway.
Oh, okay, did you want to just maybe get out of the house?
No, I wanted to be proactive.
And just like, see, maybe there was another option.
It was like Friday night, I found out that there was another break-in.
Yeah.
And so Saturday morning, I just wanted to start working on the problem first thing.
Yeah.
That was my feeling.
I don't want you to think that I think that you want to get out of the house. That was like
thank God you just cleared it up. That's what I was thinking.
Because like, I never even thought that until you just said it.
No.
I didn't even remember that you went to Home Depot on Friday.
I don't think it was Friday.
Whatever.
All right. How's our boy doing?
Sunny is good. I had a little bit of a disheartening. Oh. I know, not to be like drop-off situation morning. He just like he didn't want me to leave. Part of it. He didn't want me to leave. And then Emily's his teacher, told me that yesterday he said he wanted to go to a different school. No. And she said that it was just because she thinks he had like a bad play moment with friends or something.
Yeah.
And I said he's being kind of dramatic right now and it's like all or nothing. And he's also doing this thing, I don't know if he's doing it with you, but he's using this thing. I know that you do more like positive reinforcement, like if you do this then I'll give you 5 minutes extra of this. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not as good at that, and sometimes I'm like, if you don't do this like I'm gonna take away books. And so
negative,
because I haven't been good at that, he now is doing this thing back with me where he's like, if you don't let me do 5 more minutes of TV, then I'm not going to kiss you for the rest of your life. And you're just like, okay, why does it have to be so dramatic? And you're not calling the shots. And I know you're just saying my words back to me. And I feel bad because it's like partly my fault, but also like... So that's my thing with Sunny right now.
Yeah. I know he does that. You just said it all. I mean, he's just saying your words.
Yeah.
He's dramatic because he you know, everything is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like getting to watch TV is the biggest thing in his world right now because his mind, he's got the attention span of a gnat.
Yeah.
My thing was good.
Good.
I was so impressed by his getting the letters.
Yes, he had picked up on that really quickly.
Right? Like, we went to that parent-teacher meeting, hour and a half late, and they were like, Sonny is doing well with his letters, but he's still struggling with, like, these handful or whatever. And then you got him that matching game, which was great. Like, don't forget, you do also great stuff.
Thank you.
Mom.
Thank you.
And sat down, and, like, we did it with him, and by... The next day, like, at least with me, he, like, knew all the letters, uppercase and lowercase.
Yeah.
And anyway, I don't know if he still knows it or whatever, but, like, it made me think about, like, what if Sonny just got the best parts of both of us? And I know that that's not true, just the same way it's not true that he's going to get, like, just the bad parts.
I think that he will
obviously get a mix
of the good and the bad parts of us.
Right. But like, I just assume because like I wasn't the best student and like it sounds like you weren't the best student. Like,
just average.
Whatever.
I didn't apply myself.
Or it's a whole combination of circumstances that like maybe that would happen to Sonny. But then when he picked up the reading, it was in my head, well, maybe he'll be a great student. Like, we don't know what will happen. And I don't even know what good student and bad student mean.
I feel like he can, like, that things, once they start to click, they'll click more. Like, yeah. I think with reading, it's like you just, it's starting to click now. Yeah. And I think that he'll, like, in the next year or two, I don't know. I feel like by the end of kindergarten, he'll be reading.
I don't even care about the milestones.
That's true.
It's more of just like a reframing of my point of view on it, which is like, there's no point in stressing of what he's going to be like. There's no point in wasting that time.
Also, he's like a completely different person than us. And like, it could be a mix of the two of us plus whoever the F he is, who we don't really even know yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's his own complete person that we're figuring out and learning. He's not just a mix of us. And I think biologically, genetically, yeah. But I think, like, his
one
spirit,
plus one
who he is,
equals three.
Is like very dependent on his experiences. Like, he's not with us all the time. Like, he's forming a whole different identity that's not based on us as well.
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah. So it's also getting to know who he is.
Well, freaking love his school. That meeting was great.
Love his
they
school.
They are just the best. We just really love that place.
Yes.
And he loves it too. I don't give a shit what he
says. I know.
Says.
I told her. I was like, he was just being dramatic.
Well,
he didn't say anything to me later. He wasn't upset. Like, don't worry. Okay, let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting, especially around the holidays. And being neat and organized is something I'm constantly needing to work on. It's not my strong suit. And in the spirit of being thankful, I am so thankful that Skylight Calendar is here to save me from going nuts trying to juggle everyone's plans. The Skylight Calendar is a smart touchscreen calendar organizer for all of your chores, groceries, and to-dos. It automatically syncs all of the different digital calendars your family uses and shows them all together on one beautiful touchscreen display with color-coded events. There is a larger 15-inch size that can be mounted on the wall, or a smaller 10-inch size, and both can be turned into a digital picture frame when not in use. We've started introducing some small chores into Sunny's routine, like making his bed and brushing his teeth, and the Skylight Calendar has its own chore chart feature, which has been so amazing. Kids really love checking things off lists and having them as routines. Other features that I've got to start using include dinner planning, grocery lists, and daily weather forecast. Give yourself and your family a gift that will bring you peace of mind and ease the mental load of parenting. As a special limited time offer for our listeners, get $15 off your first purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/wit. That's SkylightCal, SkylightCal.com/wit to get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar. All right, so I am so excited to be working with Lightbox Jewelry. I've loved them for a long time, and they are such a great gift to consider for the holiday season. They're lab-grown diamonds, and I'm really just learning about this whole new world of lab-grown diamonds, but it's pretty fascinating that you can grow a diamond that is chemically and optically identical to a natural diamond. So Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are proudly grown from 100% renewable wind energy at the new Lightbox Lab in Portland, Oregon. They have clean, simple designs and also offer a selection of loose lab-grown diamonds for you to use in your own designs. They are 30 to 40% cheaper than mined diamonds. So Lightbox Jewelry is giving us the option to add some versatile classics to our jewelry collections without breaking the bank. Lightbox also offers lab-grown diamonds in pink and blue for those interested in colored diamonds at a much more accessible price point. Risk-free shipping, lightning-fast delivery, and easy returns make Lightbox the easiest
easiest way to shop for stunning quality lab-grown diamond jewelry. All of Lightbox's modern classics shine solo or can be layered for extra sparkle, and the pricing on Lightbox's gems opens up so many new possibilities for gifting for your loved ones. Lightbox Jewelry's mission is to make the sparkle of diamonds available to more people more often. Shop now at lightboxjewelry.com and use promo code WITHWIT for 10% off site-wide.
All right, let's talk about some pop culture stuff.
Pop culture palette cleanser.
Do, do, do.
Okay. Well, so mine isn't like, mine is more a nostalgic pop culture thing, and I alluded it. I alluded to it earlier, but we're watching Game of Thrones for the first time, and we just got through the first season, and I'm into it. I'm like, the hard part is...
Why do you say it that way?
Because we watch it at the end of the night when I'm really tired. And so it's hard for... It's like, you know, you really got to pay attention it's long. Mm-hmm. And
I get it. It's
so big, I get tired and then I feel like I miss a lot. And so that's why I feel like I'm not fully, fully engaged and enjoying. But it is the first show since I feel like, I don't know, The Crown, the first scripted show since The Crown that I feel like I could really get into.
It's a good show. And life is rewarding when you're watching a really good scripted show.
It's true. I know. The reality shows that I do are like, I have to watch them.
These are like really good meals.
But they're like, I kind of, let me tell you this new thing that I'm thinking while I'm watching reality TV.
All right, everyone get ready to just take a step into Whitney's brain.
I'm so guilty that I'm watching it. I'm so guilty, like subconsciously guilty that I'm watching it, that I'm just working the whole time on my phone throughout watching it and just missing it. And like, it's just, I'm doing the opposite of what
you're working on your phone because you feel guilty watching it. You're like, I'm going to counteract this junk by doing something good at the same time.
And then I'm like, not even enjoying it. I'm watching it. I'm just like catching snippets and then like doing.
Maybe just do stuff that is good for you that you like.
So I just needed to say it out loud.
If you're going to eat a cheeseburger, right? You could call it a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Enjoy, go for it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But most of the time, eat stuff that makes you feel good.
Like, totally. Totally.
All right. Well, I got some nominees.
Okay, talk to me. Oh, I'm sorry that Ned Stark is dead, but I know I wasn't as surprised because I had heard that
major people
die in the show. But
spoiler alert.
He was cute.
Yeah.
Like, and it made me it made me kind of nostalgic for my dad.
He's a good dad.
Yeah, a good dad and like
a lot of kids.
Yeah, a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And handsome.
Yeah.
I'm maybe not cute, but
yeah. I don't think Ned Stark would like you calling him cute.
Burly and handsome and manly. And he would definitely protect me.
I'll protect you. you're good. I mean, it's hard to do a pop culture palate cleanse without talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Do they have
Can everyone just get off their jock and like let them just live? It's like,
do they have a couple name?
You don't Kelce?
Nah, but like, are people using that? I know we could do the thing with the letters.
No, what Olivia? Do you know if they have a name?
I do not know.
Mm. Yeah, who gives a shit? It's kind of your reaction to that. That's
but
that's
because
fair.
It's because I'm not a Swiftie. Don't come for me. I don't even care if you really do. But like, I'm not. No, I just feel also like I think I'm just too old. I think I'm just too old is what it is.
Don't you think it's just a case of the most famous person in the world and people just care?
When Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake were dating and people were like, oh my God. Like, I was into it. And like, oh my God. But I think I'm just too old for them.
Okay. I was going to be like Leo DiCaprio, although we did have our anniversary.
Oh my God, and he was there.
And he walked right in front of us.
He did.
And Whitney Cedar Jays.
No, I didn't. I couldn't care less.
Fine, she couldn't care less. She chose me, Leo, in your face, dog, in your face. I will tell my kids about that one day. She chose me over you, bro. And then someone else said, BravoCon.
Oh, yeah. I don't know any of the... I know that it happened, but I don't know if there was any, like, drama at BravoCon.
There was lots of drama, I'm sure. But, like, basically, BravoCon, correct me if I'm wrong, is, like, all the Bravo celebrities show up to a convention center and, like, do scenes with each other and a host.
They, like, do panels.
Right,
they, like,
that's doing scenes.
Yeah.
They're doing scenes.
And then they're using it for storylines for the season.
Doing scenes, for those of you who don't know, it's just after the activity, you sit down on the bench and you hit beats for the show. It's every single show. And, like, they're doing that with Andy Cohen. It's a reunion, right? That's the reunion is just hitting beats, is just doing a scene with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
So, like, the reunion in BravoCon, Andy Cohen is basically putting himself into all these shows and hiding behind the very thin veil of, like, Jenny from Wisconsin asked, like, Tom Sandoval, why are you such a cocksucker? Let me just talk about this for 1 second.
Yeah,
the fucking questions from the internet, that is Andy Cohen. Because you get unlimited questions that run the spectrum from nice to mean, and you're
so
picking them
silly.
Out.
And
why pretend like Jennifer from Jersey is writing in?
I know. It is infuriating.
We're not that stupid.
No. And it's like, it probably is Jennifer from Jersey,
it
but
is.
It's like,
no,
it's
babe,
the question.
Of course it is, but you're missing my...
Yeah, it's that they are choosing the questions that they want to know.
Yes, and in choosing, they are writing the question because the questions run the gamut.
Yes.
Like, it is I'm saying it is definitely a real person.
Yeah.
But there's so many real people writing in questions. All that matters is which ones you choose.
Yes, I get it. I know.
Now you get it.
No, I understood it before. I got it before.
Sorry.
I was just reiterating
just
what you
happened.
Say. Are you throwing shit at me?
Yeah, I'll pick it up. It's from Swa Superette, which was the best thing I ate this week. Do we do that?
Really?
Actually, I needed your help because I couldn't remember any of the things I ate
this week. Oh, the best things you ate this week. The best thing I ate. Well, my two things were random. Mine was a glazed donut from Yum Yum Donuts.
On our corner, or is that a different
one? No, it's a different spot. It's by my therapist.
Now the Yum Yum Donut? What was your second one?
And then my second thing was that I didn't finish it, but it was that oatmeal sandwich cookie with the maple frosting from John and Vinny's.
That was a minor brain fart that you had, my dear.
Why?
You sent me to the John and Vinny's on Fairfax.
Oh, that was a major one. So not only did I forget to order delivery on Postmates because we were getting it delivered, but I set it up for pickup at the Fairfax location, and then it wasn't at the Fairfax location. I had set it up for pickup at the Brentwood location. So that was definitely a big brain fart.
Yeah,
but you still went and got it.
Filling up your bucket.
Yeah.
Just doing
I
some bucket.
I appreciated that.
Thing.
It's always like by the time you order or have a new idea for something else, like you might as well just
go get it. That's what I thought.
It's also, it's not like cheap food.
That was a good brain fart. But what were some of the good things that we ate?
You made a roast chicken last night.
Yeah, that was deece. We messed up the red pepper.
Well, our red pepper sauce.
Yeah,
Ropos.
Coming to the general store near
it's
you.
It's not even a red pepper sauce. It's like a red pepper dip with lots of other things.
Yeah.
It's more than just red pepper.
We had a
chicken basket, classic.
That's good.
You made a barbecue chicken thing with the zucchini chips and the potatoes and onions, which
you
didn't really like.
You liked it, though. Filled your bucket.
We had a Micha pizza, which you didn't
really
love.
That wasn't very good.
Maybe not a good eating week for you. We had In-N-Out. We've eaten a lot of...
Yeah, nothing
it's
super
kind
special.
Of just because I've been all doing all this intuitive eating stuff.
No. Like, I've really been enjoying our whole approach to food and think you've been doing great. And it's lifted a lot of responsibility off of me, just stress off of me. I mean, I see you are eating what you want and not worrying about, like, telling me you don't like something that I make.
Yes.
And then making sure you go get something else that you do want.
Yeah.
And, like, none of it bothers me. The only thing I
can
want
feel that.
Is just, for you to be as happy and healthy as you can be.
I am.
Go, babe. All right. Well, I mean, that was a good sesh.
Is that it?
Oh, I didn't do the best thing I ate. Well, so you know what I'm going to do? Because it's here and that chicken finger was really good and this tea is amazing as a little plug.
Yes.
For our friend Michael's new restaurant called Swa Superette in Larchmont.
On Larchmont.
If you want healthy Szechuan, that's where you go.
He really
partnered
good.
With Fly By Jing.
Yes.
And they opened, and it's a really awesome store and an amazing place to go get lunch. And that chicken finger that I just had, which was very organic orange chicken finger.
Yeah.
Another plug for them, which is a great chicken finger, was maybe the best thing I had this week.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to have one.
And
I'm
some
hungry.
Some lotus root chips.
I'm hungry. All right. Well, I love you. And my goal for next week.
Oh, snaps. Next week is Thanksgiving.
So I have a few. One is to practice what my goal was for this week was, which was to try to make a plan and change, stick to it. But next week, it's like Thanksgiving, like time off. I really feel like I should throw that out the window once we get on the plane. But I think that my other thing is to prep some activities for Sunny for the weekend. Like, I feel like it's nice to chill at home and I like to be able to relax, but I don't want to feel guilty while relaxing about the TV like we talked about last time. So
we got to earn it.
I just want to prep some like painting stations, some beading things, like some really easy things that we have at the house that even if I sit next to him and like he chills and does that. I was talking about this with my therapist. It's important that he's able to do stuff by himself that's not watching TV without us, like play in his room, go look for bugs, like, but we can guide it, but it's okay that he does other things. It doesn't always have to be with us. And I know that's hard with the only child, but anyways, that was one of my goals. And then just to like be of service during Thanksgiving, I just know I feel like our family vacations have been great lately because everyone's come a long way and everyone's calmed down and everyone's more coming together, especially since your dad passed. But I just want to like help Hill and Mo with hosting, help you emotionally.
That's great. Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Cool.
Help your mom.
Yeah.
Like just, you know.
Yeah. I'd like my mom to have a nice time.
Yeah. I feel like we can do things to make sure that she has a nice time.
All right.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Okay. I think your goal, I mean, not to speak for you.
No, give it to me, please.
I think to just go in, I would start meditating now.
I haven't meditated in a long time.
You have been meditating.
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. I would today start like your 10 minutes a day just to like get you more into that mind space and to try to maintain it while you're there. To ask for help when you need it, but to take a deep breath like before reacting to anything and just know that these moments, like these are the moments that like you'll really think about. So just like make the most of them and don't let the small stuff get to you because the people are going to be annoying. Family, Thanksgiving, just like try to go like,
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're all here.
All right.
Is that a good goal?
Great goal. Great goals.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for
being here.
The snacks. And thank you for getting me in the building.
I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.